fruit stand?
Within the general store itself.
Department? No.
Would you call it a stand of where
the fruit stand?
The last of the word are?
Shelf? Bin?
That's okay. There weren't really any other terms. I just wondered if you would call it a stand.
Well, of course, now they'd be on the shelf. Yeah. The shelf, everything's on that, I guess, mainly. No, that's all I can think of.
How about when you're pouring water?
From a pitcher?
From a pitcher to something with a small opening. What do you use to pour the liquid through?
Funnel.
Okay. What do you use to make a horse move?
A whip.
Okay. What's this?
Paper.
And when you go to the store and you bring your groceries home, what do you put it in?
In a sack.
Okay. Do you call it a paper sack or a sack?
No, we just call it a sack or a bag.
Okay. How about if for larger things, like 100 pounds of potatoes or something? What are they?
Cloak or sack.
Okay. This is a term for the amount of corn that is milled at one time.
A bushel?
I guess that's, that is I'm, one
I'm
term,
ignorant
that's
of
not
that.
The one they want.
Bushel or a milling?
When corn is
milled. Yeah,
how much is milled at one
that's
time?
That's interesting to me. I don't know.
They have a turn.
A turn of it.
I guess that's
a turn of corn. I never heard that before.
How about terms for a partial load of wood or coal when they're bringing?
Half ton. Is that what you want? Half ton. A ton.
A turn? Is that what you
said? No, I'm saying trying to say ton.
Oh,
till
ton.
In. A ton of coal.
Using the same words I did, it's a partial load. Would you call it a
half load?
Or anything else?
No. Cord. I've heard of a cord of wood. Half cord. A jack. No, I never heard that.
If you're chopping it outside and you
chopping
bring it in, what do you?
Arm load.
Okay, is that what you would say? Do you ever use armful?
Oh, an armful? Yes, I've heard that.
Which would you use probably?
Armful, I guess. An armful of wood, that's right.
How about when you wash your clothes and take them outside to hang them up, what do you take them in?
In a basket.
You know, do you call it just a basket or?
Clothes basket.
Okay. We were talking about a barrel a little while ago. They're made of wood usually. What goes?
A hoop.
Around, okay. Or there's more than one, so you'd say that.
Hoops.
How about a bottle stopper?
Caps.
Okay, or sometimes in a line.
Cork.
Okay. What is the instrument that we play at the?
Harmonica.
Have you ever heard it called
a mouth organ? I've heard that.
How about another?
I can't think of it if I have.
French harp?
No, I never heard that.
How about something that's held between your teeth?
A juice harp.
Okay. And something that we pound nails
drum.
With?
Drum.
No, pound nails with.
Hammer.
Okay. Now I want some of the terms for parts of a wagon. If you have two horses, what goes up between the two horses?
The tongue.
Okay. What parts go down the sides of the two horses? On a buggy. Maybe.
See, I don't know.
How about a shaft?
Shaft, uh-huh.